Welcome to the Movie Film Show, featuring the insightful reviews of Mr. Film and Mr. Movie. This show we review the artist. And now here are Mr. Movie and Mr. Film.
Hello, I'm Mr. Film.
And I'm Mr. Movie, and oh, Mr. Film, boy, do we have a movie for you today.
We sure do.
I know you like the nostalgia of the cinema and cinema history, and that is exactly what we get with The Artist, released by The Weinstein Company. The Artist takes place in the late 20s, early 30s, at the dawn of talkies. And for all you motion picture in aficionados out there, that's when the movie industry was transitioning from silent pictures to sound. In other words, we could hear them talk. This story is about a silent movie star named George Valentine, and played expertly by Jean Dujardin, who must face this difficult fact. Actually, he's a little more obstinate than that, claiming he is an artist and talkies are just a fad. He marches ahead with his own silent movie production company. As his box office receipts and stardom dwindle, however, a young actress named Peppy Miller, played by Bernice Bejo, is on the rise. Of course, they are infatuated with each other, and we get some great dramatic and comical conflict of the old versus the new, the fresh versus the washed up, etc. And in case you're wondering by now just why the trailer hasn't started, it's because the movie itself is a silent movie. And while that's sort of gimmicky, the silent black-and-white PG-13 100-minute flick really works. The acting is phenomenal, Mr. Film, and there is a charm and charisma about George and Peppy. The music, by Ludovic Bors, accompanies the images here quite well and with good dramatic effect. For a silent movie, it's critical that the music helps illustrate the story, and Bors does just that. So, I really like this movie, Mr. Film, but I suspect this may be one of those pictures that grows on you with time, and I'll probably end up buying the Blu-ray when it comes out. I also suspect that this is maybe your kind of movie, Mr. Film. So for anyone out there who has a little bit of Mr. Film in them, and I think we all have a little bit of Mr. Film in us, and maybe even me, I say go ahead and definitely check this out. So I'm going to give this an A-.
All right, Mr. Movie. I'm really glad that you really like this picture, because this, you know, it's really interesting that this is probably about the, I don't know, third or fourth film we've seen in the last few weeks that is about filmmaking. So we've seen a lot of films about filmmaking. I think this one works the best of all of them, and particularly the fact that the director, and I want to give the director, Michel Hazanavicius, I think is how you say his name. I want to give him, he also, I believe, wrote the scenario as well. I want to give him his due, because this is terrific, because this is both a homage to silent films, but also a really clever story, because there is this whole running theme about how George will not speak. He refuses to speak. And of course, it's a silent film. There's actually a really, I thought that there's a dream sequence that takes place at one point in the film, which I don't know about you. I thought that was really very clever, a very, very clever dream sequence. And then there's a couple other aspects where dialogue, even though it's silent, it still plays an important role in terms of how he's coping with this new era that he's walking into. He was astounding. He really had this kind of – he was a cross between Douglas Fairbanks and Gene Kelly, two very different kinds of actors, but very similar in some ways as well. Very engaging, energetic, talented, a lot of fun. He's a joy to watch. And the scenes with him and Peppy, played by Bernice Bejo, are just – terrific. They are just awesome. And there's a, if you have seen the trailer for the film, there's a scene with her with his, that she does a little pantomime with his tuxedo jacket, which is quite charming. So, and there's the little dog too. We have to give the dog some credit as well, because the dog is extraordinarily cute and a very key member of the film. So I think that this really worked all the way through. Some of the story was was very, very simple type of story, but I thought it was just really great. And it really caught that whole vernacular, for want of a better term, of the silent film era, where they use visual symbols and visual cues instead of dialogue to help the film go forward. I'm also glad that you talked about the soundtrack, which I think is one of the best ones of the year, without a doubt. And it's really interesting. Not all the film music is original. There is actually, near the end, a piece by Bernard Herrmann in particular from Vertigo, which is used to quite good effect, I thought. But I really enjoyed this film a lot. It had a lot of energy. It was exciting. It was funny. And I liked how it ended. I thought it had a really, really kind of very clever ending. Yeah. So, and I just love the jubilation and the exuberance that everyone brings to this. I mean, they're hamming it up, but not really. This is still a very modern film, and they do make fun of some aspects, some of the conventions of silent film acting and such. So if you're an actor, a fan of good acting, if you're a fan of silent cinema, if you've never seen a silent film, well, this would be a great film to go see for on all those accounts. So I think this is one of the best. It definitely is one of the best. It's probably the best film that we've seen thus far.
Even better than Hugo for you?
I think so. I think it's just a slight bit better. I really liked Hugo a lot, but I have to say that what really won me over here was Jean Dujardin. And I also the fact that they really have chemistry. They definitely have chemistry. I don't know if they're really a couple or if they're just that, you know, really great pairing. You know, the casting director was really on his or her toes that day. So I'm giving this one an A.
All right. Great.
And it's a must-see. And I'm saying it's a must-see, too.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's really interesting with silent pictures because, you know, a good one can leave some very lasting images in your head. And you were talking about the chemistry. I can still remember. I can still visualize it. And because there was no actual dialogue going on other than, you know, during a silent movie, they show up the cards once in a while to move the plot along or whatever. But the emotion is all communicated with acting and motion and pictures and whatnot. So, I mean, that it really leaves a strong impression on you if it's done right. And here it is done right. So another thing I'd like to call out is the tap dancing in this, which is really fun to watch. So, you know, if you like that kind of thing, if you like the performances, there's some good performances in here and some, you know, duet tap dancing, which, you know, probably hasn't been in a movie for a decade or so.
At least.
Yeah.
The one thing I also want to say for those of you who are not, for those of our listeners who aren't that versed in the silent cinema, films by this time, this late 20s, they're very, very sophisticated. From a plot perspective and from a technical perspective, probably almost as sophisticated as many of the films today. And it's really obvious why, if you're familiar with films from this era, why there were those holdouts like George. And he's a holdout for some other reasons too, which we discover throughout the course of the film. So it's a great film. I just love the exuberance of it. I love that it just loves cinema, and it just is a really great love letter to the cinema. And it's also just a really good, I think it's a good story as well. And again, it's one of those, just like Hugo needed to be made in 3D, this story needed to be made as a silent film, a black and white silent film. So I think that this is a really, really great picture, a must see. And I have to say also, if you're in a holiday funk, this will get your
for sure,
your spirits up.
Oh, and it's also in the 4:3 aspect ratio as it was back then too.
Yeah, that's very interesting. As a matter of fact, the theater I saw it at, they actually discussed that beforehand. They told everyone that it was going to be a little grainy. It's black and white. There's no sound, and it is in the 4:3 aspect ratio. So
I didn't find it grainy at all. The picture was actually really good.
The picture was really good. They show the film of the film they're shooting.
Right.
And I think they grained it up a little bit so you realize that you're watching the film of the film.
Right.
And so there are a couple of points there. I imagine that they were also based on some. The film has been at that theater for a couple of weeks, so I expect that there were some complaints that they've got as well. So, but this is a must see, and I think one of the best pictures of the year.
All right. Well, that's all we have for this show. As always, you can tune into our website at www.moviefilmshow.com and get all of our past reviews and future reviews. If you're listening to this one in the past. If you have a comment or question, you can write to us at mail@moviefilmshow.com, or you can call our 24-hour comment line at 818-581-2010. And Mr. Film, I'll see you next show.
I'll see you next show, Mr. Movie.
I thought you might like that one.
Yeah.
played expertly by... do you know how to say his name?
Yeah, Jean Dujardin.
By Jean Dujardin, played by... Do you know this one too?
Bernice Bejot.
Okay. Bernice Bejot, Ludovic Bors. I think that's how you say it.
I think so, yeah. Okay.
The new versus the old, the fresh versus the washed up, the movie versus the film.
Movie, film, film, movie, film.
Mr. Film.
Mr. Movie. Mr. Film. Movie. Cinema. Cinema. Talkies. Motion picture. Movie. Silent pictures. Silent movie. Talkies. A silent movie. Movie. Silent. Movie. Flick. Mr. Film. Silent movie. Movie. Mr. Film. Pictures. Movie. Mr. Films. Mr. Film. Mr. Film.
Mr. Movie. Picture. Film. Filmmaking. Films. Filmmaking. Silent films. Silent film. 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 Silent film. 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 Silent film. Silent cinema. Silent film. Film. Film.
Silent pictures. Silent movie. The movie.
Silent cinema. Films. Films. Film. Film. Cinema. Cinema, a silent film, a black and white silent film. Film of the film, film of the film. Film and
movie, film show, movie, film show. Mr. Film?
Mr. Movie. They're hamming it up, but not really.